96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday the 8th of August 2024 and you are on screen. Good morning everyone. I think today we're going to have Open Line Thursday. I heard Eddie Minnis was in the house yesterday and I jealous, I miss Eddie Minnis. So I tell my producer we playing Eddie Minnis music all day. If you have a request, call in or text in with your request. It's open line today. The number is to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. It's a toll-free number for Family Island residents. That's 242-300-5720. Text line is always powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. There's lots to talk about in today's papers. GB Power 6.3% hike that was in yesterday's Tribune, Guardian story yesterday. GBPC files rate plan proposal with GBPA, no mention of IRCA. And the follow-up stories in today's papers. Darvill says GBPC needs to back off rate increase. Transport wants IRCA to stop GBPC rate rise. All interesting stories. I'm looking at a story from yesterday's paper. Former Eleuthera MP says island facing water and electricity supply crisis. I think that's a very interesting story because I think we all assumed with the arrival of Lighthouse Point, Disney at Lighthouse Point, that we would have seen a tremendous enhancement in services on the family island, in Eleuthera, South Eleuthera in particular. And the question that I have is, have the resources available for South Eleuthera all been diverted to the Disney Lighthouse Point project? Right? Like, you only bought $10,000 worth of electricity and Lighthouse Point getting $9,000 of it and everybody left to figure out how they're going to share the $1,000. Right? Is that what's happening in Eleuthera? And then another story in today's paper that I want to say, it tickled me. It's the story with the president of the taxi cab union on the four-day work week concept. I have joining me in studio this morning, Mr. C.A. Newry. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
It's one of those days. How are you doing, Eric Green?
I'm good, thank you. It is one of those days, sir.
Yes.
I see the shirt that you are wearing.
Yes, it's from that African Expo. You know when you wake up and you realize you have nothing on?
Yeah.
Besides the African Expo shirt?
Yeah, that you didn't intend on wearing out because you didn't want your co-host to know you get shirt and you didn't get too shirt?
I didn't want anyone to look at me as not having any kind of clothes at all. But now I'm forced to wear it. It doesn't look that good shape, but it fits me well, so I could wear it again.
It's a very interesting design.
Yes, it's very African.
Well, it's very Caribbean, which yes. I think is apropos considering that the Afri-XM forum and trade show was held and hosted in the Caribbean, and the Caribbean was a major part of the theme of the event. But maybe next time they'll have some Androsia, some local Bahama print.
They need to be invited to the event first.
So you're telling me Androsia wasn't invited to the event?
Who knows? I didn't see them.
There you go. One of the most popular and long-standing, they don't make cloth, but they make printed cloth.
Balkan material they use or design, I think it's called. Baltec maybe?
Batik.
Batik, thanks. Eh?
Right, that's when you use wax to block the ink, right? Batik print style. So it's open line today, Mr. Newry.
Okay, good.
Even you could throw topics on the table. I've got a text right here. Ms. Green, our Chinese friends know how to do infrastructure. Please send for our Chinese friends so that we can get reliable utilities on our islands that do not have it but need it as the foundation for future development. We are spinning our wheels. Well, there are lots of models that we can assess, adapt, and adopt from the Chinese, cultural models, infrastructural models, policy models that I think could work if we take the time to understand them, extract what is viable for this local context, and then again adapt and adopt. But you're absolutely right, Texter. I live in one of the northeastern districts, and we've been plagued over the last 4, maybe 5 weeks with roadworks. And it's not the roadworks in and of itself that's the problem. It's the lack of infrastructure around the word roadworks, in particular, the lack of public notice of road closures, road diversions. It just stuns me. And it is particularly stunning because we have a new ministry called the Ministry of Energy and Transport. And both the ministry and both elements or portfolios of the ministry are involved in this project. And so I would have thought that with both of those entities being in the same ministry, coordination of these elements would have been a lot easier. And we got a call coming in. We're going to stick a pin. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Good morning. How you do?
You know, it's kind of interesting and ironic simultaneously that you would touch on the roadworks.
Yes, sir.
Situation. Our biggest problem is, you know, the maintenance of our infrastructure as it pertains to roads. And, you know, sadly, it seems as if the real focus and concentration on it has fallen by the wayside. I'll give you a few classic examples, which I've brought up time and time again, yet I've seen no improvement. Mm-hmm. We have seen people put speed bumps down, and the white triangles on top of these, they indicate where the speed bumps are, along with signage. It's virtually non-existent. You go into some of these areas, the speed bumps are black, you don't see them, and you wouldn't know that you have hit them until you go sailing in the air when your car bounced off them. That is a hazard and a major catastrophe for many driver holes. It's something that they're not being patched fast enough. We have a few major thoroughfares that have not been focused on over many years that persons have been calling Ministry of Works or whomever is responsible for paving roads to have these roads done. One classic one is Hawkins Hill. That road needs a drastic repaving program that happened to that, especially when it comes down to Doswell Street and that area there. There seems to be no true focus on these roads at all. My last point, so I could get off the line. These islands in the middle of the road with no cat eyes, no type of indications on them to say that the islands are there. I've seen one accident almost happen on the new boulevard that runs from Saunders Beach towards JFK. They have three little islands in the middle of the road, and there's no cat eye, nothing, no signage, nothing on these things. And it's just, I'm telling you, with people driving on these roads, the roads have no street lights at all on them. It's an accident, a catastrophe waiting to happen. So again, I'm raising it to the public domain. I'm putting it out there for the Ministry of Works or whomever's responsible for these things to get out there and get this work done. The taxpayers' money is spent here, there, and everywhere. We need to get value for money for paying taxes in this country. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jeff. And such great points you made. Speed bumps, not just that the white triangles are not painted on the speed bumps or maintained appropriately, that there's also no proper or signage to indicate that there are speed bumps on this road or in this area. Without a doubt, the next issue is that there are so many different types of speed bumps that you're going to encounter while you're driving through the island of New Providence. Surely there is one standard speed bump to be applied to public roads. If it's a private road, I imagine you could put any type of speed bump you want on it. But if it's a public road, why are there two, three different types of speed bumps and some on the same road next to each other? On the matter of potholes, again, we need a moratorium on pothole paving projects until there's a proper assessment of the quality of work provided by previous or prior contractors. Johnson Road potholes, they all open back up again. Eastern Road potholes, they all open back up again. Not just that, there's signs of sinkholes in the Eastern District that are not being attended to. When I'm done with this caller, we're going to go to street lights and flooding and drainage. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's all of this controversy and confusion in this country today. You know, Mama said there'd be days like this. However, to you and Jeff, my dear boy Jeff, don't you realize that successive parties, successive governments have made our roadways infrastructure stuff like that political as well? Don't you all realize that by now? Under the Free National Movement, the road could get paved, the sidewalks could get fixed during COVID and all kind of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when the other side is in, the potholes seem to spring legs and spread all over the place. You know who the big tire contract sign on the other side, unfortunately for the Progressive Liberal Party, they ain't get none of them. So they successive governments have made Jeff paving the roads a political thing too. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you mean there is somebody who could patch the roads properly, but because they're not affiliated with a particular political party, there will be no work done if they are the ones to do the work. That is interesting. Let's go to the next caller, producer, and then we're going to take a pause and go to the text. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
I beg to differ and disagree with the gentleman calling just now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not political. The majority of the road paving, that the paving, not the patching,
mm-hmm.
the majority of the road paving that is done in this country is done by the government paving company.
Okay.
Baham Mix.
Okay.
Okay? They're the ones right now on the Eastern Road trying to close up that long trench that was there.
In the rain. They track the road while it's still wet. Pave it while it's still wet.
Now, what they do when they patch in, once they lay the tar down, they use the roller, the big one that comes it down,
mm-hmm.
They use water to patted down properly.
Mm-hmm.
So with the rain, it actually helps them to get that patted down properly.
Okay.
And they was almost finished and they just wanted to continue on. Okay?
Okay.
With the patching now, that's a different story. Because the patching is given, the contract for patching is given to friends, family, and lovers. Some of them are the ones we see on the road putting the tire in the hole and thumping it with their feet. That cannot keep it down. It will rise back up.
Yes, ma'am.
So if they go with the listing that they have already that has done it before, it's the reason why you see it's like this.
Okay.
They pick who they want to give it to. I see a man with a regular truck with tire and a shovel slapping the tire, and that's not going to keep it down. It's not going to even make it even. They don't have nothing, no machines to work this thing with. They get these contracts because they are in that listing of friends, family, and lovers.
Well, we're going to have to investigate that. I don't know who investigated, but somebody needs to investigate it. Thank you very much, caller.
Yep.
Thank you very, very much. All right, let's go to the text line. What about the garbage on the island? I'm getting concerned that only me seem to have a problem with the garbage. Have we become nasty as a people? Dear Texter, I am agreeing with you. The garbage not in proper waste disposal infrastructure is a problem. It's absolutely a problem. But I tell you what half of the problem is. You need a bin to put your garbage in. When you're out on the public road and you're not at home, you need a bin to put your garbage in. If you're a pedestrian, you're walking and you're eating, you need a bin to put your garbage in. Where are the bins? We can go to the beaches and parks and tell you right away that the bins, the beaches and parks are not sufficient. They're not the right size. They're not sufficient. They're not the right number of bins available. Right? Are we enforcing the law? Have we created provisions that require that any duplex or multiplex must have sufficient garbage bins and they must be secured properly? Are we doing any of that? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I don't know what that is, but we're gonna... You there? Good, you're not there. Let's go back to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. I saw that Tonique Williams Highway is currently being paved. My concern is, like other roads, there are drains, and when paved, the drains would be lower than the road and create holes, drops. Who is responsible for elevating the drains or man? Surely the same people who are paving the road are required to ensure that the drainage system is not compromised. Could anybody send me or send CA Newry a notice? Just one notice that was sent out that was disseminated widely for the Tony Darling Roadworks project. Anybody. We're going to get to flooding and drainage in a moment. We got another caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron Green again.
Morning. Good.
Welcome to my learned friend who just called.
Yes, sir.
I admire her. See, I'm looking at the grand scheme of things. When the GNN speak, the GNN talk from the ground level. Who's have the biggest paving contracts in this country? Can you tell me, Aaron?
No, I can't tell you. You tell me.
Brent Simonet and his paving company.
The Hold on, pause. Let's make sure that we are pedantically correct.
Of course, everybody knows that. That's public knowledge.
It is the paving company that Brent Simonet is affiliated with.
Yeah? Well, however you want to talk, and I talk in Bahamian.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Whose contract was overrun by almost $100 million?
All.
Under which government?
All.
The pre-Nassan moment, Hubert Ingham and them, right?
Okay. Oh, you mean
okay,
the major road
project?
Okay,
that's my lady. I ain't talking about nobody, but what she's saying, the tire on the back of the truck. Because where they get that tire from, they had to go right to a hot mix to get that tire to put on the back of the truck.
So
that's what I'm speaking about.
I understand your point. It's not the small... The problem isn't with the small subcontractor
exactly. Jobs.
It's with the larger jobs. Thank you
the
very much,
the larger contractors is the ones who hold each other hostage when different governments are in the way.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's why ORG is calling for the enactment of the Office of the Ombudsman, so that perhaps we will have a mechanism available to us, the public, to query these policy decisions. Very much needed. Let's go to the text. Aaron, there is a drain open up between South Beach Police Station and South Beach Clinic. If a car drops in that drain, the whole wheel coming off. School almost open. Where the car stops, Aaron, remember the kids, please. Ministry of Works, please attend to Mr. Newray. What's the end of that's Pinewood Drive? What's that called?
Where?
Pinewood, by South Beach Police Station and the clinic.
It's called Pinewood. I guess Pinewood Drive.
Or Pinewood Road. Anyway, the road right in front of the, between the police station and the clinic. No, that's East Street. On that, it got to be on East Street, the East Street side.
Joins to, what, C.W. Sanders Highway, maybe? No? Well, that's Pinewood.
But Pinewood, C.W. Sanders starts at the roundabout heading east. But it must be on the East Street side. It must be on the East Street South side. Ministry of Works, please attend to that drain. We're going to... Okay, caller, good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How are you?
Green and Mr. Newry.
Hey.
I wish to offer some information, Mr. Green.
Absolutely.
Some time back, the water situation, there was a high content of chlorination. We found out later on that this chlorine had contaminated the water and affected many persons there to the extent whereby some died and some lived.
Is there a particular district, constituency, or island where this alleged overchlorination of water occurred or was experienced?
Yes, ma'am. Eleuthera.
Okay, yes, sir.
It went on further. I think it's at Creek Camp Fort Bright in South Carolina, where there is now a recall for all those people who were affected to be compensated. The problem we have in Eleuthera presently, Ms. Green,
yes, sir,
is that the minister responsible for works reside in Eleuthera. He also has in his private confirm a remote osmosis plant for his own bidding. But as simple as fresh water.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that part about the osmosis plant and the minister in his private capacity.
Yes. The minister in his private home has a remote osmosis plant.
Okay. All right. I understand now what you were saying.
So there are a number of persons who do not even have fresh water. A simple commodity. Something has to be drastically wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
Why are they trying to kill us?
Well, let's be careful and not say, why does it appear as if they have no concern for our health, safety, and quality of life?
Thank you very much for the correction.
Yes, sir.
And it is horrible. Unattainable. How can one sit back and not make provisions for one of the necessities of life?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Green, Mr. Newry, I wish and I would like for you all to do an on-the-spot inspection. Now for the one other thing I would wish to say, Ms. Green, Mr. Newry,
yes, sir,
is that where the pipes stop on the highway, take an elbow, just a fitting, and place it 6 feet, and you can dig a trench lay those pipes there. So when the paving comes down, there is not, they have to stop, and there is not a cost overrun in that situation.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Absolutely. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, I'm thinking about not just the physical health of the residents of Eleuthera, but the psychological health of the residents of Eleuthera. The residents understanding the desperate need for an injection, an economic injection. Some wholeheartedly, some begrudgingly agree to the Disney Lighthouse Point project. And here we are, the Lighthouse Point has opened, and the residents of Eleuthera seem to be in a worse state than they were before the Lighthouse Point project was even put on the table. Who is the economic development for? Who is supposed to benefit primarily from these massive projects plopped into small family island communities? The way I'm going to get back to flooding and drainage and heavy equipment on the roads, here's a text. Aaron, I think you are being biased towards the Ministry of Works, because as a young educated person, even I know which road to use as a detour when the Eastern Road or any other road is closed. You don't need a sign for that. My goodness, Nassau is 21 miles long and 7 miles wide. We need to get serious. Dear texter, if I didn't see the number that texted me, you would have gotten a different response. Foolishness. There is a standard, a professional standard that has been set, and we expect the professionals to meet that standard. They expect their paychecks to meet the standard, and we expect the work delivered to meet the standard. But even if you don't care about a single individual citizen or resident, your economy depends on the effective and efficient movement of people, goods, and services. So you're going to beat the citizens up about a failing economy and their inability to make it grow, and at the same time hamper them and make it impossible for them to participate in the economy at the level required for your success as a government, for your success as a political class, for your success as a merchant class. And then you're going to beat them up, because we're going to transition to this four-day work week in a second. And then you're going to beat them up and then tell them they're lazy and inefficient. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Man, everything bless up, man. CA and L, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, CA?
Blessings to you, man. How you doing?
Yeah, man, everything cool, man, boss. well, Aaron, I don't think Tony Williams, darling, will have that problem, because the drains in the sidewalk, like Bluer Road and Market Street, that company would came in, their style is the drain is inside the sidewalk on the side. Now, like Prince Charles and those other roads, yeah, the drains aren't even, man. You'd be riding, buff up, hitting them, so what?
East Bay Street.
Yeah, Tony, the other foreign company where they came in, their style is the drains is in the sidewalk, where the sidewalk and the road meet. You drive the person, as they drive along Tony Williams, let them look right in the sidewalk, they'll see the drains. And that road is called Bamboo Boulevard. But if they
not,
say...
Not Bahama
drains,
Boulevard?
No, Bamboo Boulevard. The police station was Bamboo Boulevard.
Yeah, okay, Bamboo Boulevard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that will be East Street South.
Yeah.
If the drain in between the police station...
And the clinic
and
is
the
East
clinic
Street.
And the library, yeah, that'll be East Street South.
Yeah.
And I like for them to catch from Dawkins Gas Station to Zion Boulevard and Cowpen Road, down there by Prince William Light. They need to catch that. That was way worse than Tony Williams. So, Clay Sweeten, I know you get to that, but get to Blue Road. from Dawkins Gas Station down to Zion Boulevard and Calpin Road.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, man. You all have a nice day, man.
You too.
Yeah, that's terrible. That section right up in there, terrible. Yeah.
I got you. And
yeah,
I thank you because I don't be on that section at all. But I remember, Monique Darling Highway, if you're in the left lane, in the eastbound lanes, if you're in the left lane, your car go boop, 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 boop the whole way through. But as soon as this call is done, I'm going to talk about heavy equipment because we are not enforcing traffic controls. And so we have to ask the question, why is the road deteriorating so quickly? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hello, good morning, Miss Green.
Morning, morning. How are you?
Thank God for life, Poppy, and good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Okay, you say open line?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if you all hear the news. I think it was on yesterday or the day before yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Tourism, supposed to be doing a job fair over there in Exuma.
I saw flyers for that, you know.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You already...
I'm just saying I saw a couple of flyers floating around.
Sounds like that's a solid job fair. They get the small business people on there if they want to open up a business.
Let me tell you how solid it is. I would reach out to Fast Ferry. If I was Chester Cooper, I'd reach out to Fast Ferry right now, right? And I would figure out how we could accommodate New Providence people coming down. Here's why. A lot of family islanders had to relocate to New Providence. And this may be a great opportunity for them to relocate, either go back to Exuma or relocate on another family island because they don't want to be in Nassau.
Maybe we could use this just for example and do this all over the Bahamas, like what Chester doing over there. You have the small business people. He sound like you have the people who dealing with the process of expunging records. Persons who might have been in charge under the pandemic.
Now that there, Papa, that's what caught me on the flyer, you know.
Yeah.
Because the idea of one constituency holding a kind of record expungement exercise.
It's a solid one. We need to use this for example and do it all over.
Right. The same way I didn't like the picture I see of Fred Mitchell and Leon Lundy, the minister responsible for Crown Land in the office of the Prime Minister. I didn't like the picture I saw with Mr. Mitchell thanking him for assisting Fox Hill constituents with Crown Land issues, knowing that the whole archipelago have citizens. Right, exactly. So
you think it is a good thing with Deputy Prime Minister them doing?
Right, I think it's a good thing, but I think it's a good thing in and of itself, but the model can't be isolated to one constituency.
No.
Now, with Exuma, right, I could see prioritizing people who are resident in Exuma and then people who were resident in Exuma but got displaced because of the pandemic or the storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like prioritizing them in the job fair and then, prioritize Exuma residents right now and those who may have been displaced. Then the next tier is Family Island people who could get to Exuma for the fair, and then the next tier is Nassau people.
Yeah, include everybody. It sounds like you're saying include as much people or everybody.
Yeah, but consideration for the residents, people who live in Exuma.
Yeah, one last thing.
Yes,
I know,
sir.
We get in trouble when we talk about the election, what's going on in the United States. I don't know if you are still following or still.
Yeah, man, we could talk about it. What happened?
Huh?
We could talk about it. What happened?
No, I said we're scared because we said, I mean, I agree to disagree, but because, anyhow, I was wondering if you hear who's the deputy or the person to be running with, Kamala Harris, the person who's running for president for the United States for the Democrats, who he is, what you know about him, and you think that's a good choice? Because I hear a lot of people talking and stuff like that, and rather than me asking you questions, I believe, like, not you honest enough, I believe you stay telling the truth, that you'll tell us everything true, what is reported on the channel. What is his policy? What do we believe in? What he is, a governor, a senator, what he is in the United States?
Right. I got to do a little more research on that. I know she picked a boy.
Tim Walz.
Right. He's, what, Minnesota governor? He's a former Minnesota governor?
No clue.
I think he's a former Minnesota governor, right? But here's what was most remarkable for me. She picked a stately European descent, phenotypically white gentleman to be her running mate. He looks older than her.
He's 60.
That don't mean he's older than her. She could be 60.
Yeah, I was trying to say. 60 is a good age. That's young.
We look old.
Life.
Kamala ain't get hit that hard by life? Kamala got to be, what?
Black don't crack.
What type of, anyway?
There you go. You walked into that.
Not like what Kamala walking into. But I'm going to do a little more research for you, Papa. Again, what stood out to me most was his appearance, right? The imagery, the optics. You got this young, fresh-looking black woman, right? And you pair her with a stately, wise, grandfatherly-looking man.
I got a text where he is the current...
Yeah, as I thought.
And both are 60 years old.
That's just what I was saying.
Just that one has black blood and they don't crack.
That's what I'm saying. The and two of them, Kamala got to be 60.
But one looks distinguished, presidential. Ah, which one looks presidential? Like a U.S. president?
The boy. See? I could say the boy.
Okay.
The man, the honorable, and the governor. Okay, we're going to go to the phone line and then text us. I'm going to get to your text. And then I still haven't talked about heavy equipment. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning, Aaron, and morning to your guest.
Morning, morning.
You're talking about Dave in the road, right?
Yeah.
I don't think the government really serious about it. Some of these roads been bad for years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they only got one paving team. That's what it looked like to me. I always wonder why they don't hire more paving. At least New Providence could do about 2 to 3 paving teams.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
We only talking about the, you know, just the main road. But now we got these side corners. They got more portal than ever.
Yeah.
You know, if you got Carmichael Road, that need paving from years ago. They paved one piece when the Prince Benyon, and that was it. And then, you know, next 3 years, they got to go pave, but they pave again. I don't know if it's a quality tile they use or what.
I can tell you exactly what it is. You pave a road, right? And now you want to send the equipment to the next portion of the road you pave in? So you drive the heavy equipment over the freshly paved road. The heavy equipment is supposed to travel by trailer. I tell you, I remember
yeah, but
clearly.
If they only do it one time, and, hey, I got to go this way, drive equipment over it. That's only one time. That shouldn't kill the road. But
it does kill the road in the middle of the day in the heat. See, in I don't want to say civilized, but in developed nations, there's a schedule for when heavy equipment can be on the road. And that's in the late hours when there's not heating up the road, not making the asphalt more, there's a technical word there, pliable, right? In fact, I'm on Bay Street trying to get home before the roadworks begin in my area, but I'm stuck behind one of the rollers. Right? They just have two big metal wheels, two big cylinders for wheels, one in the front, one in the back. And this boy just rolling up Bay Street, damaging it as he goes to fix, pave, or repair another road. We're not enforcing traffic controls. We're not ensuring that large container vehicles are operating properly. All of the parts in the right place, the stabilizers are dragging across the road, cracking up the road. Anyway, you hear that? That's Eddie Minnis telling us it's time to go to a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. When we get back from the break, caller, we'll get to you and we'll get to the rest of these texts. I can't imagine somebody is telling me, you're just supposed to memorize the roads. Don't worry about no notice. That's their job. Their job is to have traffic management teams and to put up notice so as to not unduly frustrate or inconvenience road users. That's what their job is, man. You know what? We're going to a break. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio and FM.
With riches to afford everything they need to live leisurely.
In 2023, over 9 million visitors came to the Bahamas. This year, we plan on shattering that record. That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Paradise is not only found in Nassau, but throughout our 16-island destination.
No matter who you are or what you do, we all have a part to play in our tourism industry.
This is our country.
These are our islands.
This is our home.
That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Bahamas. Sazbear wants you to join us as we celebrate our amazing Bahamian athletes as they head to Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. As a truly Bahamian company, we're cheering loud and proud for our incredible team. Join us this summer as we raise a toast to their hard work and dedication as they proudly represent our flag, our country, our peer, our athletes. Here's to bringing home the gold. Good luck, Team Bahamas. Sazbear, truly Bahamian. Drink responsibly.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Attend Mark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's you.
Who, me?
Yes, you. It's you.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
They say when you smile, the whole world smiles with you. But I know from experience, man, that just nowadays, when you smile, people wonder what you've been up to. You can bet they suspect you guilty of some crime. They say it's you.
Welcome back. That's Eddie Minnis. I can't wait till the Eddie Minnis. That's a Phil Stubbs concert, Eddie Minnis concert, best of the best concert. Bahamian culture doing big things. Caller, I'm so sorry we came back from the break and you disappeared. Let's go to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. Hope you are good. We have numerous manholes that are not level with the road. Literally, it is a lot of these and no one fixing it. Most notably, Farrington Road by the PLP headquarters. Oh, my goodness. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You fall right in one of them. Also, one on Blue Hill Road before you reach C.R. Walker. Drivers are just being conditioned to constantly navigate these hazards. I drive on rims and continuously have to buy tires and weld rims. It is ridiculous. Who can we report these issues to? Ministry of Works is where you're supposed to report these issues. But you may need to speak to a lawyer about the best way forward on the matter. It is a massive and vexing problem because now we have the proliferation of cell phone users. And let me just say, this morning on my way to work, I was so disappointed to see the age of the people driving with their cell phones to their face on a dual, just holding the dual carriageway hostage. Right? You're holding the dual carriageway hostage. You're driving, let's go to the caller, producer. You're driving side by side on your cell phone. Nobody could overtake you. Nobody could move anywhere. Why do we have miles an hour on Shirley Street? Because you want to use your phone. Good morning, caller.
Oh, Aaron, yeah, you cut me.
No, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, okay, what I was saying, right? The road, these roads, they need to hire another paving team to work the road. If it be government or private contractor, because the pace what they're going by ain't nothing happening. Now, Michael Road is terrible to drive, and I could go on and on, but we ain't getting our money worth. And you have over 200,000 cars on New Orleans alone. And I know I pay my license. So they need to do much, much better than they does with paving the roads.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. And it's not just paving the road. Here's the part that we're missing. Has an investigation been conducted to determine why the road deteriorated in the way that it did and within the time period that it did? So that you can, before you pave the road, ensure that you have that you have fixed that root issue. Unless we're going to allow more and more cars to drop into sinkholes on Prince Charles. Right? That's what, three times? Three times over the space of, what, 3 years that they've had to be go back in the road in that same area? Is anybody doing the investigative work, the assessment work, to ensure that we're not just patching a problem, that we're actually resolving the problem? Another text. Here we go. This is a letter to the Tribune in June 2017 by Thomas Moore. My experience with inadequate water supply, this is June 2017, 7 years ago. My inadequate water supply in Eleuthera can be used as an analog for the Family Islands and New Providence itself. I found the roughly 36-mile-long water pipe supplying Middle Eleuthera was built years, decades ago. The supporting soil and rock are beginning to subside, and the pipe joints are leaking as the pipe sections are gradually displaced. 1 week, a break here. A week later, another break there. I've recently learned the corporation is forced to simply turn off the water supply to one or more communities at night to hopefully store water for the next day. The text goes on. In a February 2023 press release, the government appears to have acknowledged this issue previously mentioned with the announcement of a project that allocates $10 million to a pipeline upgrade. There are separate allocations for storage tanks at three locations. The release mentions working with a desalination partner to improve reliability and increase production capacity. The final aspect of this project is to work on reliable electricity to the water plants. The government needs to provide a regular, consistent update on this project. Is it on time? Is it on budget? When is it expected to be completed? What gradual improvements can customers expect and by when? Thank you. Text the producer. Let's go to the phone line. Yes, Ms. Green, I agree with you. I miss my daughter's doctor appointment due to the lack of communication, and I live in High Vista, so getting in and out of there is limited when the roads are closed. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning, CA. Okay. Listen, this is a PSA from the Ministry of Public Works. Not all roads in life will be smooth. Some potholes.
Shush. Sir, shush. That's what the people paying the people in Ministry of Works to tell us?
No, actually, that was a joke on several years ago.
Okay, good stuff. Because after I saw Clay Sweden and one of his staff members posting one of those TikTok challenges, I tell you, I ain't got no more time for jokes. Thank you very much for that laugh, though. Thank you. Let's go to the text line. Kamala is a little too liberal for me, so if I was a U.S. citizen, I would go do like Rodney and go to the beach. Text, Waltz and Harris are the same age. Stupid Trump clowns are losing their minds, mocking Waltz for supporting feminine hygiene products, calling him Tampon Tim. Oh boy, they are foolish. That's the stupidest thing I've heard. Because he thinks that women should have as many as much feminine hygiene products as they need? Ah, boy, they're doing themselves a disservice. Green, I have a water leak that is visible through my corner that had been leaking for 5 years. I have reported this leak several times. Why is it still leaking? A few minutes ago, the lady say, leave my name and number. Someone will call me back. What a joke. But it's us, we're the problem. We, the citizens, are the problem. We are the reason why the water cost has to go up. It's us. It's not the people who are responsible for maintaining the system. Okay, let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir. How you do?
Good morning, CA.
Blessings.
Yeah, you are talking with me. I succeed today, Aaron.
Blessings.
Strong, yeah. Yeah, listen, I just wanted the guy from Elutra, I fell for him, right?
Yes, sir.
But like, I have experience in the voices Moses, so there's potable water guidelines and there's drinking water guidelines. But, you know, we can't trust them from the WHO. They say in 250 parts per million. But that's for potable water. But we say with the drinking water, it's actually 4 milligrams per liter or 4 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
So when I worked in the plant room, there was a scale that you had. It went from 0.5 to 3 p.m., which is 3 parts per million. But what happened is the toxicologists, they lie, so don't mind these studies about this amount is safe. Really and truly, updated reverse osmosis system require sunlight in order to kill bacteria, and no chlorine should be injected for human use. Now, potable water is, you know, people use it for cooking, I guess. The WHO have a standard. But you see, what happened is, even as far as chemicals and everything else, toxicologists are under the money also. So what they do is they tell you this amount is safe and this amount is safe. Really and truly, they haven't done enough long-term
studies to determine
effects to even be saying these things. It is COVID where the money carries them, Aaron. And so I just wanted to say that with the guy from Elutra, what he should have done was get someone to test. If he could smell the chlorine, then it's already too much. Much less talk, but taste it. But putting chlorine in drinking water is outdated. And that's he frightened me because I'm hoping these drinking companies here are not doing that because there's a sunlight, ultraviolet light system that they have. And I worked around them. All right? Bless up.
Thank you. Thank you, 52. We're going to get back to the text line. There's another text. Speaking of on tampons, can you imagine no water for 5 days? Listen, it's why I picked up the story today. It's word unconscionable that Family Island residents do not have consistent supply to the very basics, water, electricity, and telecommunication services. It's mind-bending that residents in Eleuthera now have to juxtapose the presence of Disney and Lighthouse Point, which I'm time, and all the water they need to manage their venture, their business venture. But Family Islanders don't even know when the water can be on. Oh, and also, we still haven't seen the expenditure report for the Golden Jubilee celebrations by the Independent Secretariat and all other participating agencies. Right? Is it that we are waiting to replace the Auditor General who has resigned? Is that what it is? It just don't make any sense. Another text. Aaron, I understand that once the Gestapo PM speaks, everyone must comply. But they really numbing and dumbing down your show at this point. People innocent and guilty, even witnesses, are being murdered every day. And bills are skyrocketing, leaving Bahamians drowning in the wave. That should be the real subject of the day, not potholes. Okay, only people with fancy cars truly care about potholes at the moment. The police seem to be the enemy in the government and does not give, I'm going to paraphrase, 2 hoots. We are losing our country to foreign corruption, and the last thing on our mind is potholes. It's really, really making your show bland and unspicy. We're not used to that. We're in a state of crisis. They're texting. Let me tell you about spicy. Do you know how much money Bahamians lose a year maintaining their cars? Do you know how many Bahamians don't understand that why they're in pain, but they're in pain because they have chiropractic issues, because their quality of life has been severely diminished because of what they have to endure on the roads every day? You don't realize that your entire economy runs on the effective and efficient movement of goods, people, and services? You don't understand the traffic enforcement aspect of governance that we can use to assess the entire spectrum of governance in the country? What you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about the people that are being murdered every day? You want me to talk about what appears to be a massive problem in the police force? I talk about it every day. Do you think this Michael Johnson thing is a thing? The fact that the police have stopped enforcing traffic controls is a real thing. A dead text, I don't know what type of spicy conversation you want to have, but you go have it with your lawyer. And let me try and hold a response, have a responsible conversation on a serious radio network. All right? Because you're not the only person. Okay, another text just came in. I will read it for you. I actually was a victim of police brutality and corruption recently, and a hangover police almost killed me and my mother in a car accident because he is racing to catch the paid-off judge. Don't say that, Dexter. You don't know that. See, you're just being hysterical now. I could come on the radio and tell you about how the Defense Force officer cussed me in the road and tell me what the Defense Force trained him to do to women like me. I could tell you that. I come on the radio all the day, all the time, and talk about corruption. Yo, come on, man. Another text, Aaron. It's so sad. Nothing seems to be working properly in this country. Something as important and essential as water is not available for residents. This is ridiculous. Dear Aaron, women dump their personal hygiene products in the same garbage as everything else for sanitation engineers to collect and not a bio water and hygiene. Laughable.
Look at that one.
Dear Texter, I didn't think that the text could get more ridiculous, but thank you very much. Also, the same texter said, Aaron, if people want to use their phone and drive at 12 miles per hour, it's their business because they are in their vehicle. Dear Texter, I don't have to critique what you said. It speaks for itself. Just a reminder before we end the show. It's against the law to use your cell phone while driving. It's against the law to hold your cell phone while driving, even if you are not using it. It's all against the law, so it is my business. And it's yours too, Texter. I hope and I pray for the sake of other drivers and road users that you catch sense before you get back behind the wheel of your car. And like you say, wake up, Bahamas. Some really crazy drivers are on the road today. And then the last text, the question is, does Lighthouse Point take water from the system or do they have their own plant? Jack's Bay Development is also coming on stream. Are they plugged into the island water or electrical supply? These islands can only support a certain level of development without infrastructure upgrade. Dear Texas, I'm all out of time. Maybe I could convince Mr. Newry to read some more of these texts. Maybe not. You guys have a wonderful day, and let me reiterate. It's against the law to drive with your cell phone in your hand, whether you're using it or not. Please, for the sake of other people, moderate your behavior. There's not enough space for all of us at PMH. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Said, I know it's you, that thing, boy. The look on your face, say you're guilty. It's you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.